Throughout our 1,500-mile journey along the Grand Trunk Road, we've been moving from east to west. We've moved across India and into Pakistan, and all the time we've been moving closer to a conflict zone. It's the tribal region along the border with Afghanistan. Pakistan's army fights insurgents there as American drones fly overhead. That region's cultural and economic center is the city of Peshawar, and that's where NPR's Julie McCarthy is heading this morning.
Our journey along the Grand Trunk Road that began under a banyan tree in the Indian city of Kolkata is ending in the northwest corner of Pakistan. Life slows here. Bucolic fields that have been tilled for centuries unfold before us. We cross the wide Indus River that's inspired Sufi poets and civilizations now past. The continuum of time you feel along the length of Pakistan's Grand Trunk Road is especially palpable here. Where Alexander's army once marched, we now pass historic stately forts and modern military bases. Conflict has shaped life here. As we near Peshawar, we enter an area of Pakistan that today has become synonymous with Islamist militants. But a mural on the wall speaks of the other side of Pashtun culture. Welcome to the Northwest Frontier Province, the home of hospitality. The mural is out of date. The province was just renamed Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. A snarl of traffic at the entrance of Peshawar gives the impression of life humming normally. But this thousand-year-old city is under siege. It's the capital of the restive province and gateway to Pakistan's lawless tribal belt. Suicide bombers have attacked the city nearly 40 times in the past 14 months. The famous market of the old city is a favorite target and considered too dangerous to visit. We head instead to the University of Peshawar and a green respite from all the violence, a cricket pitch.
Well ball, well ball, well ball, well ball.
23-year-old Qasim Khan sits on the grass watching. He tells us, you are not only reaching the end of your journey, you're now in another dimension, mayhem. Khan recounts the time he was playing soccer at a city stadium when a suicide bomber walked in. And I saw his body parts blown off, his legs, his head, his flesh was all over, he says. I've seen horrible things, and it's left me with nightmares. I'm barely in my 20s, and even the younger generation has seen these incidents, he says. So you can imagine what a horrible state of mind they're in. 24-year-old Sundas Dost Muhammad is an alumna of the University of Peshawar and now teaches primary school. She tells us the accumulated attacks over the past year have desensitized the children.
They have changed. At first they used to get alarmed, but now it doesn't matter to them. They watch news channels all the time and they get, oh, is it a bomb blast again? How many people died? It's kind of normal to them now.
Qasim, who saw that suicide bombing, feels robbed of his youth. Yes, he says, we, the younger generation of the Northwest Frontier, have been badly robbed. We can only dream about our plans, he says, but we can't give them shape.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming. Just a quick introduction. We're from National Public Radio.
We've come to the Institute of Management Sciences in Hyatabad, an affluent suburb on the fringe of Peshawar, to talk with students about how the war on their doorstep has changed them. Walker Ali, 27, is a medical doctor earning his master's in public health. Ali says terrorism has profoundly altered life here.
We used to discuss many funny things and many productive things, but now 90% of the times we discuss terrorism. We discuss bombing, we discuss what's the future of our children, what's the future of our family. We are less secure over here. So definitely it has changed our life, for sure.
21-year-old Anand Saeed, who is studying economics, doesn't see things getting better.
We might see it in Islamabad or Lahore, but Peshawar, basically, it's not getting better at all.
And what does that mean for your daily life?
Totally ruined, actually, because,
Totally ruined.
Because you're fearful about your life the whole time. You going out, you're not sure whether you're going to come back home or not. Nobody's in Peshawar nowadays quite sure that whether this is the last goodbye you might be saying to your parents.
Students stick closer to home, watch more movies, and text like mad to stay in touch. And some rebel against the claustrophobic atmosphere the way young kids the world over rebel, with music. Muhammad Amir Khan taught himself to play guitar over the internet and by mimicking what he saw on MTV. Khan's band blends Western music with traditional Pashtun songs, something of a taboo.
I remember people would say, oh, Pashtun music and rock, oh my God, are you sure? Are you going to be taking that risk? So it's like, yeah, why not?
Rock is one thing, rap is another. Twenty-one-year-old Dilwar Qazi is the lead rapper in the band.
Mm-hmm. How many people understand what you're saying?
I don't think so. None.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah. So you're okay here?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely fine.
Dilwar says he wants to get his bachelor's degree and get out of Pakistan. 20-year-old Fatma Khan shakes her head, impatient with the pessimism of some of her fellow students.
No, I'm not depressed about the situation over here because I'm ready to face it. Good pictures are developed in dark. Similarly, I'm optimistic about that one day I'm going to get my prosperous country back.
In this classroom in a war-torn city, our journey comes full circle. The optimism we found in so many young people in India can also be found here. 22-year-old Jawab Zeb says the conflict has only strengthened his generation, which will one day run the country.
As far as Pakistan is concerned, we are still carrying on our fight, and we are optimistic about that. We are still positive about it, and we know that we can come out of it as a strong nation.
Zeb says we're no different from the youth anywhere in the world. We've just evolved our lives according to the situation. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Peshawar.
We've collected all of our reports along with maps and photos of the Grand Trunk Road at npr.org. This is NPR News.